For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A faculty member of Arkansas State University is being recognized for her work in the community. Dr. Tamara Pace Glover is Mrs. Arkansas United States and has been recognized by the city of Jonesboro for her community engagement work. Glover starts the interview off by telling a little bit about herself.
So I am a proud native of Pine Bluff, Arkansas, which is literally down the road in the southeast part of Arkansas. I relocated to Jonesboro in 2009. I was actually a part of the first class of the master's program, the pilot program here at Arkansas State University. So this is home for me. So I relocated back to Jonesboro in 2015 when I was actually employed here at Arkansas State University. I've been doing research, and my area of interest is single-parent households and also child welfare. So I really like uplifting the community and being able to bridge the gap between those who are actually living in impoverished neighborhoods and young adults who are at risk. And when I moved here, it was very exciting. I relocated back, like I said, in 2015 once I got engaged with my husband, Leonardo Glover, and it went on from there. And see, part of being an assistant professor outside of just teaching and doing the research is being able to be actively engaged in our community. And so that's why I started doing the pageants again. I've been in the pageantry world for a very long time. I've had several titles on the local, state, and even national. And so I've competed at the national level, let me say that. And so with me being crowned Mrs. Arkansas United States, it allowed me the opportunity to further pursue and share my passion, which I tell anybody can have a platform, but my passion is being able to help those that are underserved and those that are in need, because we have a lot of vulnerable people in our communities who really need help. And so that's one of the main reasons why I chose social work. And so going along with me doing social work, it was just the perfect opportunity for me to start doing pageants again so that I can actually embrace and share my platform, which is home is love. I truly believe that no matter where we are in life, if we showcase love and we're lending a helping hand, then we are really serving our community.
Right. So tell us about how you got involved in pageants, if you don't mind, please. How did that start?
You know, when I was 6 years old, I did my very first pageant. It was a church pageant. And so I was Little Miss Stewart Memorial, AM&E, and I had a really great time. And it was just, you know, again, it was a childhood pageant. And so it was very exciting. And so when I started at the University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, I went on to compete for the Mrs. University of Arkansas at Pine Bluff, and I actually won the title and was able to be the official ambassador for the university. And I was excited, and it really allowed me the opportunity to go into the community and start bringing awareness to different needs and different struggles and different social problems that people face on a day-to-day basis. And so with that being said, I was able to be a partner up with Access, which is a nonprofit organization that helps teen moms. And so as a social work student, I was able to bring all of the the other social work students in so that we can partner up and kind of get in the community and help those moms. And so later on, because service, I truly believe, is the rent that we pay for our house here on earth. And so I feel like I'm a better person when I'm serving other individuals. And so after I graduated, because service is like contagious, then I later on went on to compete for Miss Black Arkansas, and I won that title as well. And so during that time, my platform was basically increasing self-esteem in our youth. I saw a lot of children and also, again, young teens who were struggling with their self-esteem and having lots of problems in junior high and high school. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to have that platform to go back in the community, go into the junior high and high school and kind of speak to those students, and also start a mentoring program to where I was able to help young boys and young girls, you know, kind of turn their life around. And so it worked out really good. I also partnered up with the local churches in my area, in the southeast Arkansas area, and that went on. It went really well. I got a chance to compete at the Miss Black USA pageant, and it went well. So I met some extraordinary ladies. And from there, I just decided that I have dedicated my life as a lifelong servant to making sure that I can give back to my community. Mm-hmm. And again, when I started at Arkansas State University and I started on the tenure track, part of outside of doing the teaching and research, we are supposed to be actively engaged in the community. And so being able to, you know, being blessed with this title as Mrs. Arkansas United States, it just further allowed me to explore and to share my passion for being able to help other individuals. And so some of the things that I've been able to do in Jonesboro is that this summer we had a dance fest, a community dance fest, and we had so many children and so many young adults and their parents to come out and kind of just engage and have fun. We had different vendors, and we had just a lot of different people coming together to just celebrate. And so part of that, it goes along with my passion, my platform, and that is home is love. And so the H stands for being heart healthy, and so having a community event where we're promoting heart healthy awareness, because I truly believe that when we're healthy, not only just physically but also mentally and emotionally, daily. People are suffering in silence. And so when we can get out in the community and, you know, we can encourage people to live healthy lives, then people can truly be their very, very best. And so the O in home, it stands for outreach. Both my husband and myself, we go out in the community and we help. My husband is an AAU coach. He does AAU football and also basketball. And so part of that is, you know, being able to go out there and mentor and work with those youth, with our youth, is really, it's very beneficial. And the M stands for motivation. Motivating individuals to move past their current hurt and some of their past struggles. Sometimes what I found, and it's not even just with children, young adults and adults in general, is that sometimes we've made choices in the past that we're not very proud of, and we can't move past those. But if you can motivate an individual, get an individual to see life through a different lens, then chances are they'll have a better outcome. And the E naturally is for education, because I truly believe that everybody says that knowledge is power, but it's truly being able to apply the knowledge that you have so that you can actually live a better life. So it, so far, it's been amazing, and I truly believe that love is the key element in helping individuals fulfill their dreams and have that, you know, accomplish those family dreams as well.
Dr. Tamara Pace-Glover joining us here at on A-State Connections on KASU. And so with that, what are some of the things, I know you're very passionate about this, but what are some of the key challenges that you see that when you're out there in the community that you're trying to help be able to, you know, I know obviously these things cannot all be solved, but you're trying to work towards making things better in those connections that you have. Kind of tell us about what are some of those key challenges that really concern you that you're trying to work to try to help.
The biggest thing is the single parent households. And I'll be honest, I was raised by a single mom. And when you go back and you look at the literature, it shows that a lot of children who are raised by a single mom or a single parent is likely to have maladaptive behaviors. So engage in risky behaviors, teen pregnancy, crime rate, you know, become juvenile delinquents and those things. But the research also shows that all it takes is one vested adult to make a difference in a child's life. So there's just one person to show that you truly, truly care. So that's by having a mentor. And that's how it was for me. Yes, my mom was a single parent, and we never went without because she worked two jobs. But I had my church family, and I also had other role models to come in and show me different examples on what life could be once I got older, which is why education is such a key element, and not only to me, but in my family in general, because we know that it opens doors. So being able to get out in the community and just work with children and give them exposure is key. I will be honest. Exposure is key. So being able to expose them to a better way of living. And when I say a better way of living, I'm saying being able to expose them just by simply taking them to a football game, a Red Wolf game, or just taking them to the Children's Museum here on campus. Just being able to spend some quality time with individuals who may never have an opportunity to attend some of these functions. That does a world of difference. Also being able to work with them doing their math, reading, and writing, working with them for those core classes, because the literature also shows that children, especially African-American children, lag behind in reading, writing, and science compared to their counterparts. But if you have someone working with these children and being able to show them a different way and showing them that they can learn the key elements to succeed in life, then chances are the end result will be so much greater. And so it's all about being a positive influence. And again, with me competing in the marriage division, it's all about uplifting families. It's all about the, you know, we don't have the traditional families anymore. We don't really have the two-parent households. But at the same time, every family counts, and every family dynamic should be valued and appreciated. And that's kind of what me and my husband, we work side by side to incorporate, making sure that we know that everybody that we come in contact with feel valued and appreciated regardless of their social class or where they are in life.
And I know that, you know, with addressing some of those issues when it comes to children, you have in the community, you have some after school programs, and during the summer, you've got other programs as well. And those have to be a huge part in being able to try to accomplish some of those goals that you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And one of the things that I have coming down the pipeline that I'm extremely excited about is PACE empowerment. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty much just giving it a name because I've been doing it for so long, for over 10 years, and that's mentoring young girls and young boys. But in 2012, I had a tragedy hit with my family, and my brother passed away, and it was due to self-harm. It was suicide. And so because of that, I have also decided that, you know, I don't want to just keep moving forward and act as if this never happened, because for some reason in our community, suicide is just one of those things that we do not talk about. And as a social worker, we've tried so hard, you know, to make sure that we can help deal with individuals who are struggling with their mental illness. And that's why I say a lot of people suffer in silence. And so my goal as a change agent is to be the voice for the voiceless and be an outlet for individuals. And so PACE empowerment will allow me the opportunity to connect to more people. And see, this platform that I have now is allowing me to, you know, serve at the state level and And again, like I've said, I've had the opportunity to travel nationally, but ultimately it's really about reach one, teach one, and just helping the person that's next to you. So my passion and my platform is so easy. Anybody can do it. It's all about loving the person that's next to you, being able to help them, because again, you never know what a person is going through. Never in a million years would I have ever thought that my brother, my younger brother, he was only 20 years old. His name was A. Ray McAllister. He was only 20 years old when he passed away. It would have been due to self-inflicted injuries. Yeah. So again, it's like, this is my life's mission. So it's a little bit more than just wearing the crown and wearing the sash. It's really all about going out, getting my hands dirty, and being able to just really reach back and help someone else.
Well, it's personal to you.
It's very personal. And I think that when you find your purpose in life, your meaning, it really takes you to the next level, and you don't feel like you're actually working. You're just operating in your calling, and that's what I want to do, and that's my mission, is to help other individuals find their calling and operate in their God-given talents. And that's the way I see life, and it gives you meaning. It gives you meaning, and it gives you purpose.
Is this also something that you can get students involved in and those kinds of things by way of kind of what you're doing with your projects? And if so, can you kind of tell us a little bit about how you're utilizing students in this?
Absolutely. Well, part of what we do here, we have A-State Cares on campus, and I've been able to partner up with A-State Cares, and Dr. Evelyn Taylor is pretty much the director over A-State Cares. And we have a lot of students who go out and they work with underserved youth. And so they do mentoring, and they also, they're able to provide services to those students and people in the community. We also have a food pantry as well. And we're just making sure we serve the community. But we have about 10 students who are actually actively working. And some of those students are actually my intern students as well. And so we're big advocates on making sure we get our students actively involved and working in the community, because when they graduate, this is exactly what they will be doing. Part of it is making sure that we deliver competent social workers to go out and be change agents. I like to say we're superheroes, because we deal with just about every single thing. And the goal is to get a client from point A to point B, making sure that they can live a quality, healthy life. Again, you never know what people are going through. And so as social workers, we're always there to help individuals live the very best life. And we truly enjoy it. So being able to get students actively involved is always goal number one, very student focused. And so another event that we typically do is that we have students that they do this prom, and I can't think of the actual name, but they do a thing where low-income families, they come and they're able to, for those young ladies who cannot buy prom dresses, they actually deliver the prom dresses to them, actually do makeup and all of those things. So I'm looking forward to working with Dr. Taylor in that particular program. It was very successful last year, and so this year I'm really looking forward to seeing how I can be more actively involved in helping with that particular program for the prom date.
I'm just thinking about all of these programs you're involved in, and probably words cannot describe what it means when you see a child's face, probably in something like that. And I see, and for the listeners, you've got a big smile on your face right now thinking about that. But is there a way that you can kind of tell a little bit about, because you're making a difference at that point?
Yeah, you just feel excited. You feel excited. It's priceless to see that you've been able to help someone, and to see that it's making a difference in their life. But more importantly, a lot of times, especially when you're dealing with youth, a lot of times they may not always say thank you. It may be years down the road, and then they come and they say, you know what, I appreciate all of the work that you've done. I've gotten so many inboxes on my social media from when I spoke at different reforms. I've been doing a lot of traveling. Outside of hosting events here in Northeast Arkansas and Southeast Arkansas, I've also traveled outside of the state to go and speak to at different forums and seminars and workshops. And I've received so many different messages from young men and young ladies who would say, you know what, I'm so happy you came and you spoke, because you really touched my heart. And now I have something to look forward to. And so for me, I'm like, I'm just doing what I've been called to do. Mm-hmm. Even on campus, we have the Strong Turner 3.0 Achievement Program Banquet. And it was held in April. And afterwards, I had mothers coming up to me, grandmothers coming up to me and say, I know you were speaking to the students on campus, but I needed to hear that. And for me, it lets me know that I'm still moving in the right direction. As long as I'm in a place where I can serve, then I'm going to be okay.
And you've been actually recognized by Mayor Perrin in Jonesboro for some of the work that you've been doing as well. So congratulations on that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yes, Mayor Perrin did. He did a proclamation for me in honoring of a lot of the community service work that I've been doing between Northeast Arkansas and also Southeast Arkansas. And before I was able to go and compete at the Mrs. United States National Pageant, he did recognize me. And so I was very humbled by that experience, because I was not expecting it. So when I received the phone call that I needed to show up, I was very excited, because I was thinking like, well, I'm just doing what I do as a social worker. this is just what I do. And so to be recognized for all of their work, I truly appreciate it. But again, I would not be in the position that I'm in now without all of the help of individuals, you know, who came before me, and also my colleagues, my coworkers. They really support me so much. So Dr. Walls, Dr. Taylor, you know, all of them, they really support me in the department in general. And it's just been amazing. My A-State family has just been truly amazing. I also have some other individuals that are in different departments, like in career services, Ms. Tiffany Johnson, who does a lot for the students on campus as well, who has served as one of my, we've been in partnership for a very long time. So I'm just really excited of all the connections and stuff that I've been able to make, even with Dr. Mason, who's on campus as well. So it's a family. We're a family here at A-State, and we're just trying to look for different ways on serving the community. And I'm just excited that I've been fortunate enough to be in a position to where I have a platform to share my passion and to go out and make a difference as a change agent.
Right. And with us, how do you feel that Arkansas State is making a difference in the community in that Arkansas State serves?
We're making a major difference. Being able to just help these students go from, you know, from point A to point B. And the overall goal, I tell them, is graduation. And so, especially with our social work students, having different events in the community and just helping them to focus on academic excellence, because that's what we're expecting. We are able to enhance the lives that we, you know, the individuals that we come in contact with, and just making the individuals that much more better, making learning fun. I truly believe that when students are stressed out about the learning environment or about, you know, their academics, then it's just the learning process down. But when you can encourage them and you can make learning fun and you have a learning environment where everybody feels as if they're we're part of the community. Because I tell my students, we're a community of learners. Yes, I'm the professor, but guess what? At the end of the day, I can still learn from you as well. And so we're a community of learners. And I tell all of my students on the first day of class, we're a community of learners. You are valued and you are respected in this classroom. So I want to know your thoughts. I want to know your opinions. I want to know what you're thinking about in regards to this problem. How would you solve this problem? And we try to get the students as actively involved and engaged as possible. And when you do that, it allows them to know that, you know what, I'm not just another number in the classroom, but I truly do matter. And so being able to just keep the students focused and keeping them actively engaged, it does a lot. And so A-State has done so much. They provide so many different scholarships for students, especially first-generation students. So I'm just excited about the direction in which we're going in, and I'm looking forward to it.
And it's Dr. Tamara Pace Glover with Arkansas State University, who's also the 2018 Mrs. Arkansas United States. For A-State Connections, I'm Jonathan Reeves.